This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. In Afghanistan, ballot boxes are being opened at vote counting centers across the country. These are ballots from Saturday's historic presidential election. Afghanistan's first ever presidential poll was marred by allegations of voter fraud. Most of the opposition candidates announced a boycott. But some appear to be backing off those charges, and the election proceeded without major bloodshed despite a threat by Taliban militants to disrupt the voting, and turnout, we're told, was high. Both Afghan and U.S. officials say this was a success. NPR's Philip Reeves is in Kabul, and Philip, was it a success?
Well, the fact that it took place at all is undoubtedly one sign that it was a success, and the fact that there appears to have been a high turnout, and in some places women participated in significant numbers, so that's being cited as a cause for a success as well. And of course the fact that there was relatively little violence. It's also less discussed but also true that the central government, with support from the US and international forces, proved able to assert pretty tight and effective security both in and outside of the capital, Kabul. And they will doubtless in the coming days cite that as a reason to see this as a largely successful election.
How did U.S. and Afghan officials handle this announcement by the opposition candidates that they were at one point during the voting going to boycott the election?
Well, it did somewhat overshadow the day of the election itself. It came as the polling was still going on. And some news reports, although not to the best of my knowledge, those on NPR, spoke of turmoil and chaos. That wasn't really an accurate reflection of what was going on, but it was significant because it meant that there was a possibility that the boycott, so-called, would damage the credibility of the election in the eyes of ordinary Afghans and also the credibility of the winner, which is expected to be Hamid Karzai, the interim president. We don't yet know to what extent it did do that, but it is true that Afghans, certainly in the Kabul area where the press has largely been talking to people on the street, they do appear pleased to have taken part, if a little apprehensive about what the effect of the candidate's boycott will be.
There was this concern about multiple voting, people voting more than once. Some of the candidates appear to be satisfied that there will be an investigation of what happened. Is that investigation enough to assure that this is seen as a legitimate election?
Well, talks are, I understand, underway this morning by the Joint Electoral Management Body of Afghanistan about whether to set up an investigation. They've said that they're willing to do so, and it appears likely that they will do so. And there are signs, although it's very hard to get a clear answer on this, because this is a deal-making political culture, that some of the candidates who were involved in the boycott announcement are softening their position and will accept whatever the findings of this inquiry, if it goes ahead, actually are.
One other thing, Philip, we were told to expect violence on this election day. It didn't happen, and that's one of the reasons, as you say, that this is seen as a success. Is this a sign that the Taliban are in decline in Afghanistan?
There's discussion of that, but to judge a military opponent, if one can describe the Taliban as that from the American point of view, as weaker on the basis that he's failed to carry out a threatened attack is flawed logic. The Taliban and other militants have this year been on the rise in terms of their activities. To assess whether the trend's in reverse will require a longer time frame. But the absence of Taliban attacks may have an impact on public perceptions in Afghanistan. It is true that Afghans might see it as a sign that the Taliban's weakening, and that will hopefully give them increased confidence to rebuild and so on. And the fact that large numbers of Afghans seem to have voted despite the threats of violence by Taliban is a reflection of the public's attitude to the Taliban these days.
We've been talking to NPR's Philip Reeves in Kabul. Philip, thanks.
You're welcome.